Let's read together Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 17. In this first section of Ephesians 5, we have further exhortations for believers. We should walk in love and we should walk in light. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Let's begin with some background notes. Ephesians chapter 5 continues the series of exhortations to believers, which was begun in chapter 4. Remember, chapter 4 begins the practical application division of Ephesians. All the exhortations in this second half of the letter are based on the doctrine and teaching that is given in the first half of Ephesians. In other words, we are to be what we are. For example, we are one in the Spirit. All believers constitute the one body of Christ. That's doctrine from the first half of the epistle. Therefore, we are to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's exhortation from the second half of Ephesians, based on the doctrine of the first half, and more examples we could give. Here in the verses that we've just read in Ephesians chapter 5, we have further exhortations to be what we are. Because we are now in God's family, we should walk in love. Because we are no longer in spiritual darkness, we are to walk in light. And that brings us then to our two doctrinal points that we have here. Doctrinal point number one, believers should walk in love. Believers should walk in love. Verses 1 and 2. How do you walk in love? Well, as you can see, we have two subpoints which answer that question. A, imitate God, and B, sacrifice self. So subpoint A, imitate God. Verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Note the family context. As children love to imitate their parents, so we should imitate our Heavenly Father. Let me ask you, were you ever embarrassed by your children imitating you? Unfortunately, our children imitate our good points and our bad points, don't they? But God is perfect, you see. Let's imitate Him in the way we treat our brothers and sisters. Look back, if you will, at the last verse of chapter 4. We can see that God is kind. God is tenderhearted. God forgives. Therefore, we are to be kind and tenderhearted and forgive one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now, chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as your children. God is love. Are we walking in love by imitating God? Subpoint B. Sacrifice self. Verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. The Lord Jesus loved us to the point of sacrifice. He offered up his own perfect life before God as a substitutionary sacrifice for us. Sweet-smelling aroma here is the language of sacrifice from the Old Testament. The Lord Jesus said in John 15, verse 13, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Are you walking in love? Let me ask you a question. Would you literally sacrifice your life for all fellow believers, let's say sitting within 50 feet of you right now? Would you literally sacrifice anything of yours for any fellow believer sitting within 50 feet of you this morning? You cannot walk in love if you are unwilling to sacrifice self. Are you walking in love? Believers should walk in love. And doctrinal point number two now. Believers should walk in light. Believers should walk in light. Look again at verse 8. "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Now, how do you walk in light? Once again, we have two subpoints which answer the question. A, practice purity. B, walk wisely. So subpoint A, practice purity, verses 3 through 14. Now, for sake of time, we're not going to read the verses again. But certainly we could have elaborated more in our outline on these verses. But we've lumped them all under this subpoint, practice purity. Verses 3 and 4 set a high standard that is expected for every believer. Now, the fornication part in verse 3, we can understand. Let it not be named among us. Well, what about the coarse jesting, for example, in verse 4? Does this mean that believers can't tell a few good jokes? No, that's not what the Bible's saying here. Of course you can tell some good jokes. But what's the key word there? Good jokes, right? The jokes are to be wholesome jokes, all right? No borderline jokes. Let's be careful to keep our conversations in the light. What about verses 5 and 6? "For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience." Does this mean that a person who's committed any one of these sins can't go to heaven? No. But it does mean that a person who continues to willfully practice these sins is not a believer. You know, we have the same thought in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. Many of these sins are not only tolerated in our society today, but they're even condoned. God has not changed his standards. And don't let society brainwash you. Look at verse 6 once again. "Let no one deceive you with empty words." More we could say. In verses 8 through 12, the fruit of the light is contrasted with the works of darkness. Let's read those verses. "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, then have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret." Notice it is the fruit of the light and the works of darkness. It is not the fruit of the light in contrast with the fruit of darkness. There is no fruit in darkness because there is no life. There is only unfruitful deeds or works. This is very similar to Galatians 5, isn't it? Where we have the fruit of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. In verse 9, we see that the fruit of the light is all goodness, righteousness, and truth. What a trio. Are all three fruits seen in your life? Goodness, righteousness, and truth? Or are there some white lies and gray areas? What does it mean in verses 11 and 12 that we are to expose the shameful works of darkness done in secret? The main idea here is that when we as believers practice purity and walk in the light, we automatically expose what is sinful and shameful. Verse 13 shows that this is definitely what it means. Now, verse 14 is either a combination of quotations from the Old Testament, or it may be a verse from an early hymn. In any case, the idea again is not only to become a Christian, but to be a Christian. In this way, we will automatically expose the deeds of darkness. For example, how do Christians expose the sin of greed? Verse 3. Answer, let greed not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints. If you're a greedy Christian, you're not exposing greed as a sin. You see, just as physical light exposes what may be hidden at night, so moral light exposes the sinful deeds of darkness. Is your life such that it exposes the sinful deeds of darkness? You remember the Lord Jesus said not only that he was the light of the world, John 8:12, but you are the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. So we don't sweep sin under the rug, we don't hide it, but we expose it by practicing purity and being what we are, light in the Lord. This is what it means to walk in light. Now in verses 15 through 17, we have another aspect of walking in the light. Subpoint B, walk wisely. Our way of life should be characterized by wisdom, so that not only is evil exposed, but that we in no way are linked to evil or even the appearance of evil. Illustration. You know, I always counsel my female students at Emmaus Bible College with an open office door. That's walking wisely. Verse 15 says, you are a fool if you don't use common sense and walk wisely. Verse 16 says that we are to redeem the time. That is, use every opportunity to serve the Lord. This is also wise. Make hay while the sun shines is walking wisely. So what does it mean then to walk in light? Answer, practice purity and walk wisely. Believers should walk in light. Practical application. You too can know the will of God for your life. You too can know the will of God for your life. Now, how many of you here this morning would like to know the will of God for your life? What? Some people didn't put up their hands? I can't believe it. One more time. How many people here would like to know the will of God for your life? All right. Now, second question. How many know the will of God for your life? Not as many hands. Well, you too can know the will of God for your life. We just had it here in our second doctrinal point. Practice purity and walk wisely. Look back at verses 8 and 10. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 10, finding out what is acceptable to our Lord. Practice purity, and you'll come to know by experience what direction in life is pleasing to the Lord. And maybe even more to the point, verse 17, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Walk wisely, and you will come to know and understand God's will for your life. So practice purity and walk wisely, and you too can know the will of God for your life.